Well, different groups vary a little bit in their recommendations, but in general, women over the age of 50 through the age of 75 pretty much need to get them yearly. If you're at a little bit higher risk, you probably need to start earlier. For instance, if you have a mother, a sister, an aunt, a close relative that's had breast cancer, you probably should have a baseline at 35 and start screening more like 40. After age 75, you know, it's kind of up to the individual patient and the doctor to talk about it. I generally recommend that women keep getting it, maybe backing off to every other year. Especially if, you know, unless they're not healthy enough to have the test, because a lot of people in this area live into their 90s and hundreds, and you know, 75 can be too early to quit. Well, generally, most hospitals will accept patients referring themselves, so calling and scheduling it. But it's probably best if you connect with your doctor's office first so that they can go over your risks with you, you know, and then go ahead and place that order. Maybe you need some diagnostic testing or something a little bit different than a screening mammogram. So it's best to check with your doctor first and ask them, and they'll ask you some questions to determine what the best test for you might be. There's Komen vouchers available, and there's other programs where, you know, if somebody's in need, we can get the mammogram done at no cost to them.